the worst fascists are they who disown the word fascism and preach enslavement to capitalism. Sinclair Lewis, It Can't Happen Here, written in 1935. I'm Kevin Cook, and this week in labor history, August 11th, 1970. United Farm Workers leader Cesar Chavez begins a hunger strike to protest union harassment. 2013, Maine lobster fishermen form a local of the machinist union as they face a 40-year low price for their catches along with other issues. By October, the New York Times reported it had 600 members working together to save their trade. August 12, 1881. The National Brotherhood of Carpenters and Joiners was founded in Chicago in a gathering of 36 carpenters from 11 cities. 1955. Teamsters official William Grammy is kidnapped, bound, and beaten by anti-union capitalists in Sebastopol, California. He was leading a drive to organize apple plant workers in the area. August 13, 1892, striking miners in Tracy City, Tennessee, take control of their mines and free 300 state convict strikebreakers. The convicts had been leased to mine owners by officials in an effort to make prisons self-supporting and profitable for the state. The practice started in 1866 and lasted for 30 years. 1936, newspaper guild members begin a three-month strike of the Hearst-owned Seattle Post-Intelligencer, shutting the publication down in their successful fight for union recognition. August 14, 1935. The most successful anti-poverty program in U.S. history was created when President Franklin D. Roosevelt signed the Social Security Act into law. The act provided, for the first time ever, guaranteed income for retirees and created a system of unemployment benefits. 1980, Poland. Members of the upstart Polish Union Solidarity seized the Lenin shipyard in Gdansk. 16 days later, the government officially recognized the union. Many consider this event the beginning of the end for the Iron Curtain, as Union Solidarity would go on to overwhelm and crush communism in Poland. August 15, 1971, President Richard M. Nixon announces a 90-day freeze on wages, prices, and rents in an attempt to combat the inflation that was caused by conservative economic policies. In 1989, Gary Horgan, chief steward of the CWA Local 1103, an NYNEX striker in Valhalla, New York, is murdered when he is run over by a car driven by the daughter of a plant manager while on the picket line. He dies the following day. What was to become a four-month strike over the lack of sufficient health care benefits was in its second week. August 16, 1937, Congress passes the National Apprenticeship Act, establishing the National Registered Apprenticeship System. The act established a National Advisory Committee to research and draft regulations to establish minimum standards for apprenticeship programs. The act was later amended to allow the Department of Labor to issue regulations protecting the health, safety, and general welfare of apprentices, and to encourage the use of contracts in hiring and employing them. 1973, Juan de la Cruz, a 60-year-old United Farm Workers, UFW member, is shot and murdered by a strikebreaker during the UFW's second Great Boycott. 2 days earlier, UFW organizer and strike captain Nagy Dafula had been beaten to death. The UFW was fighting for better wages and less deadly working conditions. August 17, 1910. Women strikers broke through police lines and demolished a New York garment factory that tried to open in defiance of the strike. Garment workers were toiling as much as 15 hours per day for as little as 50 cents. They toss sewing machines out the windows and smash furniture. The industry-wide strike had begun in June and quickly spread, with 60,000 striking up and down the East Coast. In September, the strike leads to an agreement that finally improved working conditions and wages. 1918. 95 Wobblies were sent to prison for 20 years for publicly speaking for peace and against the U.S. entering World War I. This Week in Labor History is compiled by Kevin D. Curtis. For KBMF, I'm Kevin Cook. Good day.